The holiday season is often a time when people indulge in food and drink. This can lead to weight gain. As a result, many people make a fitness resolution to get back in shape and lose the extra weight they may have gained, build muscle and get more toned. Did you make a resolution in the new year? More than half of all resolutions fail, but this year, they don't have to be yours. Read below our tips on how to identify the right resolution to improve your life, create a plan and be one of the small group of people that successfully achieve their goals. Let's start this 2023 on the right foot. Local Profile spoke with Adam McLeod from Metabolic with years of experience in the fitness industry, sharing his under-the-hat tricks to stay healthy and torch body fat, increase strength and promote lean muscle. Images courtesy of Adam McLeod. Anytime you have a fresh start to the year, everyone is trying to better themselves and finally starting that workout routine they may have put off goes to the top of their list, said McLeod. How many times have you heard someone say, starting this year, I am going to get into shape? I think it's just built into our society. Some common resolutions include things like exercising more, eating healthier, saving money, and learning a new skill. It is important to make resolutions that are specific, achievable, and measurable so that you can track your progress and stay motivated. Remember, it's okay to slip up or make mistakes along the way. The important thing is to keep trying and stay committed to your goals. Your goals should be SMART. That's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, an acronym coined in the Journal Management Review in 1981. It works for management, but it can also work in setting your resolutions. Want to be in the gym? People start the gym wanting to look and feel better. The best tip that McLeod gave us is to have a good gym and a routine that would make you feel comfortable and want to be back after the first day. There are many reasons why people start going to the gym when they are new to it. Some people may have specific fitness goals in mind, such as losing weight, building muscle, or improving their cardiovascular health. Others may be looking to improve their overall physical appearance or to increase their energy and vitality. Others may be motivated by the social aspect of the gym, as it provides an opportunity to meet new people and make friendships with others who have similar fitness goals. The best tip that McLeod mentioned is to have a nice gym and a routine that would make you feel comfortable and want to be back after the first day to stay engaged to actually reach your goals. January is the busiest time of the year in the fitness industry and continues through March. Choose a gym that offers programs with results. Be consistent with your routine and create healthy habits so your goals can be reached in a timely manner. Start small and rest. McLeod recommends starting with small attainable goals up front. It's always better to be able to achieve small steps toward the overall end goal and will keep you motivated to move to the next target on your journey. If you are a beginner at the gym, you can start with 3 days a week and start with any sort of strength training or weighted movements, which can include just body weight. There are some common misconceptions where you think you need to work out 6 to 7 days a week for hours at a time to achieve the body or fitness level you are searching for. This is not true. You can get great results with much less time than most people think to avoid burnout. There are some common misconceptions right now where people think they need to be working out 6 to 7 days a week for hours at a time to achieve the body or fitness level they are searching for, said McLeod. Which is simply not true and can get great results with much less time than most people think to avoid burnout. You need to let your body rest and recover, especially if you are incorporating strength training into your routine, which has been proven to be the best type of exercise to achieve long-term fitness results, he added. McLeod recommends 3 to 4 days a week of their strength interval classes partnered with 1 to 2 active rest days and 1 to 2 full rest days per week. Don't forget to set a realistic goal. It's important to set realistic goals for yourself in terms of both your workouts and your schedule. Don't try to do too much too soon, as this can lead to burnout, and make sure to prioritize your time effectively so that you can fit in your workouts without neglecting other important aspects of your life. This may mean setting aside specific times each week for the gym or scheduling your workouts around other commitments. Motivational and nutrition. Having someone to hold you accountable is one of the great ways to stay motivated. This can be a family member or a friend who works out with you to make sure you are putting in the work needed and moving the right way. It can also be more enjoyable to exercise with a friend. Nutrition is key when it comes to fitness. The amount of protein, carbs and fats ratios in a day that totals up your caloric intake. It will depend on whether you want to lose weight, maintain or build muscle, those ratios will change. Don't be too hard on yourself, it's okay to miss a workout or to have to adjust your schedule from time to time. Don't be too hard on yourself if things don't go perfectly. Just get back on track as soon as you can. Make your workout a habit. The more you can integrate exercise into your regular routine, the easier it will be to balance your dedication to the gym with other aspects of your life. Try to make exercise a regular part of your day, rather than a chore that you have to fit in. Don't get distracted or intimidated. This is the time of the year you need to put your cell phone down and put in the work to obtain those goals. Those things will still be there when you are done with your workout. If this is the first time you're at the gym, don't be intimidated. Everyone had to start somewhere, and most avid fitness people encourage new gym-goers and are willing to help along the way. Replace unhealthy foods with healthy alternatives and try to cut back on sugar. According to the U.S. National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine, an adequate daily fluid intake is 3.7 liters of fluids a day for men and about 12.7 liters of fluids a day for women. As McLeod points out, results don't happen overnight and take an understanding that it takes time, but will happen if you stay consistent.